Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase, artists, and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street.
Because my partner and everything, Dontez Taylor, wanted me to at least say, hey, everybody, he thanks people for praying for him. The brother is cancer-free after the last procedure. Also, anniversary to all of those Kent State students who lost their lives. Talk about police brutality at its finest. And also, I have to take the time, because if I don't do it, then there's something wrong with me. So today, Donald Francis Jewell of January 4th, 1930 to May 4th, 2020 was, May 4th today, was an American professional football coach and player, the winningest coach in National Football League NFL history. Jewell was best known for his time being the longtime head coach for the Miami Dolphins, leading them to two Super Bowl victories, as well as the only perfect season in NFL history. He was previously the head coach of the Baltimore Colts, with whom he had won the 1968 NFL championship. Shula was named 1993 Sportsman of the Year by Sports Illustrated. He had only two losing seasons in his 33-year career as a coach in the NFL and led his teams to six Super Bowl appearances. So there you go. Dan Marino, one of his quarterbacks. So just one of those things that we go through, and to bring back that history, I'm going to at least do one thing, because I know if I don't do it, I won't get to it. And it's a shame to say that, but memory is not what it used to be. So therefore, I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music entertainment. Starting at number 10, from the re-debut, Eric Wilson is re-pushing the video for Nothing. Number 9, Wash Your Hands, Sheriff Kilroy. Number 8, Black Odyssey TV on YouTube. Number 7, Black House Sounds, Joseph P. Motley Jr., Jail Period, YouTube, with 4 new songs coming out during the COVID-19. Number 6, moving up, Lowdown the Barbarian and BLD Films. It's the Cleveland to Atlanta connection. Number 5, Nelcia, N-E-L-C-C-I-A on YouTube, under 70,000 plus views, with Love Set Free. There we go. Number 4, new, you can Facebook Live Paparazzi Party with Queen Larice Simmons. That happened last Tuesday. That is new. Number 3, it's in there, the tablet. Definitely I want to let people know it was on Facebook. Prisons and detention centers must not become death camps. That's how you can find it in Facebook. Before I go to some of the people on the phone lines, I will basically say that when I looked at that particular thing that happened, I was very, very thankful to see how it turned out. My thing was, anytime you see people standing up and going for what they feel are their rights, that's a beautiful thing in itself. So with me, I just want to thank all those that were involved in that particular piece personally. It was called, again, Prisons and Detention Centers Must Not Become Death Camps. Basically speaking, it started out by just saying that briefly, which is very important, that the past Saturday, demand Trump, Pence out now. A lot of people gathered at the Walmart at 1514 Marion, Mount Gilead Road in Marion. They decorated their cars and drive in by a caravan van. They left and they started out at 2 p.m. to be at the Marion Prison, where they presented homemade body bags, prison gates, symbolizing the inhumanity and unnecessary deaths and suffering of the people inside the prison. Ah, here we go. We're going for a record now. Lou Ryder, Russell, Justice for Katie, did you have the nerve to call my personal private phone line while I'm live on the radio doing my show? Hey, maybe she'll make it history. I think the most has been 3. Maybe we'll go for 4 tonight. Somebody else had the thing about 3, I believe. But anyway, The reason they went out was because Marion Prison in Ohio is one of the top COVID-19 hotspots in the U.S., where over 2,000 people, or almost 80% of Marion prisoners, were infected. Basic hygiene and social distancing are almost totally absent. This reality existed in one form or another in prisons all around the country. Prisons and detention centers must not become death camps. So, like they said, as deadly as the coronavirus is, the fascist Trump Pence regime was making a deadlier, much deadlier, and placing those who have been targets of their overall program in the most jeopardy. So, as I leave from that particular storyline, I must say that it was very interesting that out of the area for that one, Councilman Bashir Jones took part in the protest over COVID-19. He went down there as well. I thought it was a very bold move, but again, it was nice to see so many people head out as dozens of people protested outside the prison the past Saturday afternoon. Now, before I go back here, I should stop and say that number two, if that was something, how about the car caravan where Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Black Stallions? It was the car caravan part two. And for those who might have missed the first car caravan, it was the car caravan for peace, which I thought was one of the most necessary things to come up, and I was glad that they did a second car caravan of peace and vigil for Myquan A. Bennett, age 14, as Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Many others went out there with family and friends. We met at 4:30 p.m. at the Dollar General parking lot. Did a car caravan. I believe Miss Commentary Cleveland was there, also the co-host. She's the co-host for the Hip Hop Workshop radio show that happens on voiceitradio.com every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Shameless plug. But we went and did the car caravan. 10 police cars escorted us in as we went around the neighborhood and ended up at the football field by the recreational center. That's where the vigil was at the Lonnie Burton Rec Center itself. So, you know, as I take certain things out, what was the number one thing? The number one thing was, as I think you can find it on Facebook, the car protest to demand utility restoration, which happened the past Wednesday. That, to me, was when you get that many cars to come down and care about what's going on in their community. I was not there for that, but I will say that it was a strong showing, as it was to join in solidarity and action to demand Cleveland Public Power and Cleveland Water publish a plan by May 1st so that every household in Cleveland has electricity and water, extend the suspension of shutoffs for a 60-day grace period after Ohio's state of emergency is over. Number three, provide transparent data on shutoffs during and after the pandemic. And they met at 11:30 a.m. at the Cleveland Municipal Parking Lot between South Marginal Road and the Shoreway, and they did the caravan to the nearby public utilities headquarters. And, oh, man, did the mayor get an earful last Wednesday. This is probably the most I can say that I have spent on a top 10 list, but it was like so many different things happened, I had to do that. So now I better go to the 216-400, 216-255, the 440. Let's start with the 216-400. Wow. How are you doing today? 216-400 going once. 216-400 going twice. 216-400 going thrice. And see, thank you for following the rules. The rules are as simply as stated. That at work or doing something else, you might even be watching that spinoff Bachelor Bachelorette show or Monday Night Raw. If you can't talk, don't hang up on me. Just stay silent, and you can hang on and listen to our particular programming. As a matter of fact, I would like to at least say that I appreciate you all very much. I'm going to take care of my last little bit of announcements because I feel like if I do that now, I won't have to come back to it, which is probably smart on my part. So once again, you can catch OPN Radio Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. The web is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks, BBCI Hip Hop Workshop Radio, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Now, 216-255, I'm coming to you. You're probably out there to tell me personally that, you know something, somebody needs to do a car caravan on your radio show and get out with some automatic weapons and just shut your behind down. Anyway, 216.
It wasn't working. I got to replug it.
Okay, how you doing?
Hey. Alfred.
Brother Don.
I'm good.
Yes.
Gabby, the Wi-Fi yes. wasn't working. Hang on, Alfred. Okay, one second.
No problem.
How are you?
This is real interactive radio. And I'm appreciative because I know we have Brother Don Bryant coming up on the phone line. My thing is, all right, you have been busy, brother.
No, the Wi-Fi just went out. I had to plug it in. I was so glad I got to see you the last couple of days ago because I haven't seen too many people, and you're a good soul to see.
I appreciate that. Oh, what's going on with you, sir?
Let's see. Well, you know, we did the car caravan a couple of days ago. Was that Friday? Geez, we had 80 cars out to get the people's power restored who have been shut off due to non-payment. But also, people haven't been working, obviously, right?
Right.
Due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And the utilities promised not to shut anybody off. I'm talking water department, Muni Light. Shutoffs did occur. Now, they did stop the shutoffs, but the problem here is people didn't get turned back on,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless they made a special report. So our coalition of 23 groups got together with End Poverty Now Coalition and urged the power companies to turn these on automatically. No need to contact the office. You know who you shut off. Turn them on. There's a pandemic. This is a crisis. Not only across Cleveland, not only across the United States, as you know, across the world. So why?
Yes.
Does Muni Light and the water department have to play dumb? And so this is what we're saying. Turn these people's powers back on right now because you can't wash your hands, you know, without water and the power. So, you know, and plus we're also asking Alfred for, I believe it's a 60-day moratorium after people return to work, you know, 2 months out, 60 days actually. Yeah, 2 months out. Do not turn this power off again. You know, give them 2 months to catch up.
Thank you.
So that's what we're asking.
Hey, I appreciate that. I do. I really do. And I appreciate
it. Well, thank you for letting
me speak
on that. And who knows? And I did try to follow up and find out, did we get a response yet? Now, I have not seen that our coalition has received a response yet. We will have a meeting in 2 days, and then I'll find out then, unless I find out sooner, which, of course, I would post on your page right off the bat as soon as I find out, Alfred. Thank you for the time to speak on that.
No problem. Hey, I appreciate you for calling in. May you definitely enjoy the rest of the program, and definitely may you and your family continue to be blessed.
Thank you, Alfred. You too. Have a good night.
No problem. You do the same. As a matter of fact, I'm Hey, I'm very glad because I see that we have, of course, a 440, and if I'm not mistaken, it's a 440 with an 830. And so my thing is, let's see what's on this person's mind as well. We'll go to the 440-830, and I'm going to say, welcome aboard. How are you?
Not bad. How you doing, Brother Porter? This is Major Tapp, Proprietary ENT, CEO, Cleveland Zone.
Got you. So, I'm doing well. What about you?
Oh, it's Major Tapp, by the way. Say Cleveland Zone, it's Major Tapp.
What's new with you, family?
Being patient, being humble, you know, waiting for this this official shutdown to really end and stuff like that. I want to tell everybody to tune in to, check out Major Tapp's YouTube page.
Okay.
Type in MAIDERTAPS. This is the proper way to pronounce Major Tapp when looking him up on social media.
Got you.
So just support our channel. We'll support my channel, you know, support my team members' channel, especially, well, support Proprietary ENT, Major Tapp, Almighty FX.
Got you.
Just one click away. Just subscribe to our channel. Only one click away. That's the best thing you can do. You know, appreciate you guys' support. Cleveland, people outside of Cleveland, you know, states, countries, you know, cities play a big part. So, basically, just check
right.
us out. We're going to have plenty of other stuff being uploaded, you know. We're about to start a, it's like a, you call it a podcast, so some of the stuff is already going to be pre-recorded,
okay.
You know, due to the, like, you know, coronavirus and other situations going on and stuff like that, so just check it out. We're going to have some stuff, you know, definitely, for people to check out and, I want to give a respectful shout out to acknowledge and respect. And respect and remember the four protesters. It was four protests that were murdered. More protesters that were shot than the nation though.
Right.
May 4th is another like important day for Ohio here, not just Cleveland. It's Ohio itself and stuff. If anybody remember, I know a lot of am I saying this right? Is it the baby boomers? Am I saying this right, baby boomers?
Yes. You
okay.
got it.
Okay, cool.
You
I'm on
got
the right
it.
Track, dude. When a lot of the baby boomers remember the situation that happened at Kent State University. And what's funny is when we look at the story and stuff, the situation what happened was it was college students that protested against the Vietnam War. Which
right.
in a way America should have stepped back. You know, and
true.
It should have swallowed their pride. It kind of really bit them in the behind because America actually lost that war, and it's really embarrassing for the U.S. to basically murder and take out some American citizens that were just basically protesting against how they were against the war and stuff like that. You know, karma is real. You see how karma plays a big part and stuff, because that situation that happened with those students should have never never even happened. You know what I mean? And these were not even black people. These were just, you know what I'm saying, like proactivist people that seen something that was, you know what I'm saying, basically not good for this country. And it's like,
right,
America, the government, I mean, itself and stuff like that. The ones the government are training, they had in training, they didn't ready, they didn't follow proper protocol, as we can say. We can kind of relate this, even though it's different situations, though, so we can relate this situation to the Tim and Melissa situation. And so it was just two people.
Yes.
It just goes to show how, the government really doesn't have no, we know there's a lot of racist people in the government and stuff like that. Though goes to show that whenever you get the devil and man both working with each other and stuff like that, you see how that plays.
Wow.
I just want people just to realize that for any of the young callers, anyone that's listening to this, look the Kent State shootings up. This definitely happened before your time. It happened before I was even born.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Understand and get educated on it and stuff like that, because I had, people that were around that area that experienced that situation, whether it was looking on the news or what they went there and stuff like that. Now every final information about this and stuff like that. This was the day, May 4th, where this tragedy happened and stuff like that. Yes, America, they show up acknowledgement about it, though they also try to walk around with their heads down and body types of things such and stuff. But, yeah, it's good things. They remember the situation and stuff like that that transpired in there. Like I said, America, they lost that Vietnam. The Vietnamese, they whooped that behind. And no disrespect to my army vets, because a lot of them, they was fighting the war that they should even been in. So much respect them to our troops. I say support our troops. I mean, they fight for us and things of that nature. They get into wars that they shouldn't even be involved in and stuff like that. It got to take people like us to stand up, you know what I'm saying, speak on that and stuff like that. You see a lot of them walking around here right now, homeless. It's sad. We go downtown,
yes,
2100, you'd be surprised. All right, you'd be looking like, oh, look at this bum, look at this who, whatever. You don't know. You can't even, it's disrespectful to even call him a bum. You don't even realize what this person has actually did for this country, but at the same time, how the country is governed, just use them and do nothing to support their families and stuff like that. So it's the same situation, ladies and gentlemen. Same thing with this coronavirus and stuff like that. I don't know if I recall, but I mentioned this last week, how it's been a bunch of deaths with this coronavirus. So a lot of deaths haven't been talked about, how people have been passed from different other illnesses and the hospitals.
Right.
Just been lying to certain, you know what I'm saying, patients about, your family member caught the coronavirus and stuff like that, when it probably wasn't even that situation. That person how should I put it? Like, what, a different ill, like diabetes or something.
Right.
And they just label, oh, well, this person had coronavirus and stuff like that. That's a lot of stuff you see up in, that's going on in New York. Mind you, Donald Trump from New York. You don't know what type of connections he got with somebody up there putting out these so-called false accusations. Yes, the coronavirus is real and stuff like that, though. We just got to get hip and educated on what's, you know what I'm saying, really going on with that situation and stuff like that, you know. So I'm not going to keep on talking. I know there's a lot of other callers that's in
that want to
say something and stuff like that. So I'm just saying,
you
open
up the floor, James. Thank you.
No problem. Propriety ENT, Major Chaps. from Proprietor ENT Entertainment Music Group. Check out Major Taps and Almighty FX YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel. Show us some love, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
and then we working on also, you know what I'm saying, I know people not working and things of that nature and stuff like that. I mentioned last week that I want to do the Zion next time we get a chance to do this hip-hop workshop.
Yep.
So in the meantime,
there you go.
I'm going to be working on putting together right now where I'm going to be sometime this week, I'm going to give a notice on it and so I'm going to post some stuff up in there. I'm going to be riding around the city and stuff like that, just passing out food, passing out plates and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay.
So,
man,
I'll post that.
We appreciate you.
I'm going to get some more details next week, too, and stuff like that, because I'm going to keep doing, I'm gonna do this for a minute and stuff like that, you know. So
appreciate you.
All right, John. All right.
Thank you. We appreciate you. That was Proprietor ENT, MAIGER Taps. That's Major Taps on all social media. What I'm going to do is go back through to the 216-255, see if they'd like to add on a minute or two or thoughts on Kent State, 216-255. Don, something you would like to add that you feel we might be missing. And I can say,
hey,
appreciate
it. I'm here. I'm
yes.
sorry, I'm here. I had
no problem.
Well, yeah, this is 50 years since the shootings. I was in,
wow.
That was 1970, and so I was in ninth grade at the time, and I was at Brecksville High School. I lived in the suburbs, as you know, Broadview Heights.
Mm-hmm.
My family came here from Maumee, Ohio, and my dad worked for IRS, and he moved into a new house with me as a one-year-old into the suburbs. So here I am, a privileged young man. But my mama always taught me, she was Sicilian, and she always taught me that they used to call her all kinds of names when she was a poor Italian in Cleveland and Pittsburgh too. So, you know, and I just always felt bad, Alfred, about people being dismissed because of their color of their skin or the, you know, their being an Italian or African-American or a Latino. So anyway, so I just want to get that out of the way. Hence, then we move forward to Kent State shootings. I was in ninth grade in 1970. We wore armbands
wow.
on our arms to protest the war in Vietnam because, our parents teach us at a young age various values, and I was really against war. I just didn't like it. We were raised in the age where the Soviet Union could bomb us any minute. That was our enemy, you know. So, it was just, you know, always scary for a young person to think about war.
Right.
And just imagine, I can imagine growing up in the inner city. Think not only have to think about war, but happen to think about, you know, the poor stature of the neighborhood or whatnot. So I was, like I said, privileged. So I only had to think about war, and that was enough for a young mind for me. And I always protested it. So 1980, 10 years after the fact of the shootings at Kent State, which was a denial of students' free speech, and that could happen again. As you know, I was thinking that today. That could still happen today, and we have seen it happen at other universities beyond.
Yes,
you know, Jackson
yes.
State, it occurred 10 days later, and Southern University, I found out, also had another shooting from the state against students over protests. It could happen any time, so we always have to – but don't let that scare us, right? I mean, we have to stand up
right.
because – you know,
yes, we
otherwise
yes,
we wind up in a concentration camp. And boy, it wouldn't be hard for that to happen because in a way we're in concentration camps right now due to
that's
COVID-19.
True.
So if any president declared a national emergency over the disease and canceled an election, then we got to definitely get out in the streets.
You know, yes, you're right about
but,
that. Wow.
But last night I got to speak with Art McCoy, who attended the protest at commemoration of Kent State shootings Every year there's a commemoration, as you know. And
yes,
Art McCoy and I attended in 2003, I believe it was, right after the attack on Iraq. There was this was considered a protest of the invasion of Iraq by George Bush II, and the police did the same dang thing as they did in 1970. They surrounded the protesters.
Wow.
And forced them into a small area, and then, well, thankfully we weren't shot at, but we were arrested.
Right.
And Art McCoy,
wow,
our mutual friend, and myself, and many others, many students, and a social justice minister from a Cleveland church, were all arrested together. And Art McCoy made the point last night, Al, of saying, no one.
Yeah.
Some people started getting bailed out. Okay, the legal defense group in Kent and the student group in Kent started, getting their digging in their pants pocket and their wallets to help bail folks out. And it wasn't until the very last person was bailed out did those folks leave the area. They held vigil.
Wow.
On their phones, raising more money to get the next person out. All night long in Kent. And I know Art and I were thinking of staying the night in the jail, and suddenly we were freed. And as I said, we got out there to find they were just holding vigil until everyone was free.
Man.
That's called jail solidarity, as you know. So
yes.
Yeah, and here we are again today, still facing wars and weapons of mass destruction that the U.S. is putting around the world, and blaming everybody else for a reason to prepare for war, and yet starving our communities by putting $730 billion into war manufacturing while we could be putting a couple billion into our cities and putting people back to work, which would replenish the tax base. So it's too simple. I mean, I'm making it way too simple, but it could work if we would just let our government know that we want to end the wars, starting tomorrow.
I appreciate you, Don. I really do. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. All right,
no,
I'm going to hang on and listen in. Appreciate the tent.
All right, thank you.
Spout off.
No problem. Hey, that's all right. This really won't take too long. I'm going to do my best to make sure of that, only because, like I say, I didn't get a chance to touch on this one. I believe it was two Thursdays ago where there was a press conference. I believe it was that weekend after they called, President Trump, number 45, to say, I don't see the rationale behind always speaking to the media. Well, it was because the Thursday press conference, where the president was on the podium at that time, dealing with the pandemic, and he didn't really look at the podium during the time he was about to speak. He definitely didn't look at reporters. He looked at his doctors. So they were on the right-hand side. So if he's facing you, he would be looking towards his right. If you're facing the president, like the reporters were, the doctors would be on your left. So just if you didn't really notice, he looked at his doctors on his right, and he said, suppose that we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that it hasn't been checked, and you're going to test it. Suppose you can bring the light inside the body, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in 1 minute. Is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost the cleaning? It would be interesting to check that. As he stared at the doctors a little bit more. Now, my thing is, I'm going to give, President, almost almost. Key word is almost. The benefit of the doubt, except for one thing on the 15-foot step ladder for the soapbox. Because when he said it, 13 hours later, I want you to follow, around 13 hours later, after, you know, he said it, we're going to say maybe there was a press secretary who said, represented the president, that it was never said, and I said like that. But then 5 hours with the press secretary putting it out afterwards, so we're going about a whole 18 hours almost, give or take one or two, it was tweeted that the president, he personally tweeted, he was being sarcastic to the reporters. Now, I use sarcasm. There are people who use it on me all the time. Even the ones who accuse me of using sarcasm, which I do use. There have been people from Twinsburg, Cleveland, who used it on me. And anyone who has used or had sarcasm, you know, used on them, they know almost immediately. You hear them say it, or if I've used it, and I don't think you got it, I might add up. You know I was being sarcastic, right? You know I was kidding, right? You know I was joking, right? And you look at the person that you're talking to, sarcastic towards reporters insulting, I think you would have looked at them. So when a reporter, you know, he would have looked at him and said, hey, if a reporter asked, are you serious? He would have said, no, idiot, I'm being sarcastic. Not hours later. There's no fun in that. Not unless everyone doesn't get it and you want to be the smartest one with it. Then you're not really going to explain yourself, i.e. comedian Bob Newhart. If you've never seen Bob Newhart and you go to take a look at that name, you would notice that when it comes to it, even on this TV show, the new Bob Newhart show, my name's, I think it was Larry, this is my brother Daryl, this is my other brother Daryl. He just knew he was the smartest one in the whole town. And he just wouldn't get the sarcasm. So he just said it, gave a befuddled look, and kept it going. Yeah, that's just my personal opinion. Maybe I'm taking it too far. Maybe I need to slow down and be a little bit nicer and calmer on a few issues. But I just had to throw that one out there. I do want to point out, man, we were busy. Everybody in the city seems like they were busy. The reason I can say that is because I want to at least say that I think the people from last Saturday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Councilman Ward 10, Anthony Hairston showed up early that morning. I talked to Calvin County Council person Cheryl Stevenson, who had said she was taking a look at a certain situation. My thing is, when the residents want to stand up for themselves, that's a beautiful thing in itself. For those who might have missed it, there was a, if I'm not mistaken, it was called a rent walkout and rally at Grandview Apartments. Because, basically speaking, they were dealing with the fact that, for lack of a better term, and I'm very thankful, I believe Channel 5 did cover that particular story, and I'm thankful that they did, only because it was very, very important. I believe it was covered underneath, if I'm not mistaken, Grandview Point, that's P-O-I-N-T-E, Apartments, Tenants Face Threats of Eviction Over Rent after the pandemic. And like I said, there was a lot of people out there for that as they were concerned over property neglect, unfair treatment, threats of eviction for management. Sister Darlene Gills was talking about on there she had already threatened to throw them out. I'm waiting on her to give the money back during that time. Here's the problem. One of the main things. Her name is Angela Konz. I'm going to say K-O-N-C-Z. Now, to Odin Management, LLC Group. Boy, you all do a bad disservice to Marvel Comics Universe, Odin. But anyway, the Odin Management, LLC Group, Angela Konz, K-O-N-C-Z, also known as A-N-G Konz, I guess Ann Konz, Angela M. Konz, Angela Condor Konz, Angela Condor, Angela Condor, Angela K-N-O-R-Z, would that be Norris? Angela Conez, K-O-C-Z, Angela Konka, K-O-N-K-A, or it could be Konka. She may also use the first name Ashley. It's a relative name, too. The fact that she has this many aliases is probably your first hint that this is going to be a very interesting page of information. The fact of the matter is, for messing with money, we will say money laundering and how she ended up being a property management. And there are a lot of people who had problems with that. As a matter of fact, the fact that she might have lost certain valuable information of theirs after having other problems. You had people who had lived in an apartment for at least 5 years. Somebody was interviewed on the news. And that the people, you would think that they would give the people a break with the coronavirus. Everybody doesn't have the funds to go ahead and pay the rent if they're not working, and they didn't get a stimulus check. Now, at least our organization reached out to the management, still waiting. The news is still waiting. This lady has had other problems. But the process of evictions, even though Governor Mike DeWine said it can continue, the process can be delayed as the courts are relieved of their statutory duty to hear that case within a certain amount of time. It said that the legislature in this bill has relieved them of the obligation to move forward on those matters. So, you know, it's certain things, but we got to find out more about this lady and how the heck did she end up getting access to personal business, certain things that can actually hurt and damage people. You don't just lose somebody's valuable information like that unless you're doing it, basically speaking, on purpose. My thing is, I'm getting off that 14-foot step ladder on that. I will say that I'm going to take the time to calm myself down. The best way for me to calm myself down, I'll send this one out. All the way from Twinsburg, Summit County, back to Cleveland. Hey, out to Parma, a few other areas. Broadview, Brook Park, this is Emacs, the Image. Why not play a jazz beat? Be right back. And as I go back to this, it's very interesting that there was a COVID-19 pledge for reopening beauty salons and barbershops in 2020 with a 10-point coronavirus guideline to promote public health safety in the beauty industry, as basically the outline of the letter was, we, the licensed professionals of the state of Ohio, are committed to follow Governor Mike DeWine's coronavirus recommendations, which would start off by pledging to practice social distancing, by only servicing one customer at a time with 6-foot clearance markings on the floor, as well as maintaining 6-foot distance between each licensed professional's booth and adjoining booth, to use single-use styling tapes and hair coloring caps, along with the wearing single-use plastic disposable styling aprons for servicing individual customers. All equipment will be sanitized under the Ohio Board of Cosmetology sanitation procedures and guidelines. Garbage will be removed at styling stations after each customer is served. There will be no waiting in salons or barbershops. Customers will wait in their cars until sanitation procedures and coronavirus-free environments have been implemented. Masks and gloves will be worn at all times by staff on duty or on premises, and good hand-washing techniques will be implemented. Customers will wear masks upon entering the salon or barbershop. A record of sanitation procedures will be up for display visible to the public, stored in a 3-ring binder. At the end of the business day, records of daily appointments, customer questionnaires, temperature signs, symptoms log, on and off duty and service customers will be kept for 7 years. Boom. Then it was cited licensed professionals from Cuyahoga, Lake, and Summit County. So the thing is, they were doing what they should be doing at a local level to make sure things happen the correct way. It's very interesting for those who saw the news report. I believe it was Joe Paganakis ended up asking the questions, such as, do you feel something is going on wrong? Because I think they talked to Brother Muhammad from Chapo's off of East 105, and it was like, even Donna Walker Brown said, wait a minute. She was the one who worked on that pledge, and she said, well, Black on Black Crime, Inc., they helped to put together a petition drive Irving DeWine to at least begin opening salons, restaurants, and fitness centers as they need the governor to make a decision. All the work groups, they're nice gestures, but time is running out for these people's livelihoods. Their families are on the line. They can't hold out another couple of weeks because there's no coming back. If you've exhausted all of the resources, because a lot of barbers, by being self-workers, they don't follow under, the unemployment guidelines or even the stimulus check for workers. And that's the one thing that's very interesting when you have things come out and you have people who at least work on things and you haven't heard anything from the top, as if we wish we knew what to do, and it's almost staring you in your face. You would rather hear explanation rather than for, dare I say it, Governor Mike DeWine to almost look like he's going into Trump-like portions. It is getting very interesting out there. I mean, I can see a lot of people opening up and doing things like in Washington. One barber just defied the orders and had so many crowds of people. It was Caucasian outside of his barber shop. I'm just saying. And it was very interesting that if I'm not mistaken, look what happened the past Thursday. There was, let's just say, it was an interesting thing that did happen over the weekend. It happened because, if I'm not mistaken, the park ranger in Texas was kind of doing his job. The park ranger was telling people, hey, don't watch your social distancing. Don't get in the pond, this, that, and the other. Well, it really looked like it was a nice little pond, body of water, and the Texas park ranger was pushed into the lake. It was a lake in Texas while trying to enforce social distancing regulations in Austin. Now, even though the plunge was caught on camera at Lake Austin the past Thursday, it was very interesting because they finally caught Brandon Hicks, 25 years old. Looked like he was, hey, the white guy was just smiling during the booking. And Hicks was allegedly recorded jumping out of the water. It rutted off at a distance. He was arrested. Brandon's intentional and reckless action could have caused the ranger to strike his head on the dock as he was falling or render himself unconscious in at least 3 feet of water where he could have drowned to death. So, actually, I believe that that man had a whole lot of charges cropped off at him. I believe that these are some interesting times right here. That's all I can say. They're extraordinarily interesting times. Before I leave out, you know it's interesting when in the city of Chicago, about, was it 3 weeks ago, maybe? They had about 1,000 people ignore the warnings and jam into a house party on the west side of Chicago. I'm going to say that I would get out there and say, you know, you should watch X, Y, Z, and yada, yada, yada. But again, I think this is an example of how goes the country, where if your leadership might not be the best, I just get out there and blame certain people for what they do from any race or any side when people go into Michigan with a lot of different protests. And some might be Make America Great Again, but they find others from other cultures and people who are fed up to join them on the front line. And President Trump basically gets out there and says, well, you know, they're really good people. When you make a statement like that, I can't even get out there and say anything really deep or say anything else because think about it. The man at the top said the protesters who carried guns into the Michigan Capitol, very good people. It says the governor should make a deal with them. Maybe if people don't like Donald Trump as president, maybe what he's saying is that people need to bring guns to the Capitol, Washington, D.C., and say, Trump, let's make a deal. I don't know what else to say. I can only say that because of the past 2 days, some people will probably march on me for what I'm about to play, but that's all right. I can say that for the last couple of days, it was warm, and after COVID-19 coronavirus, I was just so happy to finally be able to see, well, this is for 3342 Music from that CMAJ Cleveland's Most Hated album. It was good to see some big legs. Talk to you all soon. Yeah. Peace.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. Can have big legs, little legs, light skin. Brown skin, she can be a little girl, or a big girl, I don't care, cause she's in my world, now don't you get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down, I'm a single man, no games to play, looking at you baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you, this is what it is, won't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz, I'ma get you, girl come to me. Go all night if that's what you like,
well,
yeah.
In the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend,
my girlfriend,
my girlfriend. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend,
my girlfriend, my girlfriend.
She can have big legs. Short hair.
can be a brown skin, a light skin. She can get, she can get. She can have big legs, a little legs. Light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care,
so she's in my world, yeah.
Pineapple mixed with OJ. I see you, girl. Cleveland curve appeal. Just rock your curves, cause curvy girls rock, no matter your size. I'm a real man. Women please my eyes. Larger, thick, big girl, midget. I mean little person. I take digits. Rachel said it best, saying fun size. Any size girl, always the right time. Church girl or in clubs, true how I speak. Female Republicans, y'all some freaks. I'm an activist, but this is a fact. First things first, I'm still a man. I'ma treat you right, but here's your self-help. If you're a woman, be proud of yourself. I make statements, ladies, it's true. Emacs and Cher, we love you.
I'm looking all around.